Political observers are monitoring the virus-like spread of the Spanish language among presidential candidates. When 8 Democratic contenders debated this week in Albuquerque, New Mexico, many were appealing to Latino voters. The event was simultaneously translated into Spanish, but some candidates did not rely on the interpreter. Howard Dean promised health care for kids under 18, and he phrased it like this.
En Verón, proveemos seguro médico para todos los niños menos de 18 años y de edad.
In competition with President Bush, who commonly uses Spanish words in public, Senator John Edwards threw in a quick hasta la vista, while Dennis Kucinich said he believes in fighting for the rights of workers and immigrants.
Yo creo es muy importante pelear por los derechos de los trabajadores y los inmigrantes. Gracias.
Thursday night's event was co-sponsored by the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. To find out how America's millions of Hispanic voters reacted to that debate, we have invited into our studios here Lisa Navarrete of the advocacy group National Council of La Raza. Hi.
Thank you for having me.
How's their Spanish?
We have to give them points for trying. Their Spanish is, yeah, I think just points for trying.
Now, the first half of the half hour of this debate was devoted to the subject of Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
That is obviously an issue that is of interest and concern to nearly every American. Mm-hmm. But is there any reason that it is of special concern to Latino voters?
Well, I think if you have been following, unfortunately, the casualties that have come from Iraq, you notice something very interesting. Even though we are about 12-13% of the U.S. population, we've been over 20% of the casualties in Iraq. So the representation of Latinos in the military is very strong.
So is that a potent message when you have one Democrat after another saying George Bush screwed up, George Bush made a mistake?
It's hard to say. I mean, the Latino community, I think, is divided in the way that the American electorate is divided on the question of Iraq. I don't think there's any consensus of opinion in the Latino community on this issue.
There was also considerable discussion of another issue that is of direct interest to Latino immigrants, questions about immigration. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to what three of the candidates had to say, John Kerry, Joe Lieberman, and Richard Gephardt.
Anyone who has been in this country for 5 or 6 years, who's paid their taxes, who has stayed out of trouble, ought to be able to translate into an American citizen immediately.
It pains me, it outrages me, that every year hundreds of Mexicans coming to America for exactly the same reason that my grandparents did die in the desert because of our current immigration policy. That is no longer acceptable.
My bill is simple. It says you've been here for 5 years, you worked for 2 years, you haven't broken laws, you can get into legal status. It'll bring power and productivity out of all these people.
Not a lot of disagreement there.
And it's actually interesting because the idea of a legalization program actually started with President Bush. In the summer of 2001, you know, mm-hmm. he had discussions with President Vicente Fox of Mexico about the idea. The idea was floated. That has been an issue, a sticking point with the Latino community. They're disappointed that the president has not followed through on that, that the ball has not been picked up. We understand why it was put on hold. Obviously, the country had many things to deal with post 9/11. But there's no question that the time has come to revisit that issue, and we're glad that it has bipartisan support.
Well, describe to me the debate, if you can, on substantive issues of interest to the Latino community as it's shaping up between Democrats and Republicans.
Well, I think one of the disappointments is that outside of immigration and outside of migration issues, there wasn't really a lot specifically targeted or tailored to the Latino community in terms of the issues they were talking about. So you had things like discussions of health care, but without really addressing the fundamental issue for our community, is that we are left out of the health care system. It's not a question of fixing the health care system necessarily for our community as much as it is getting us into it. Nearly a third of Latinos do not have any access to health insurance whatsoever. That's a very disturbing number. We have to deal with education because there have been, laws that have been passed by Congress and signed by the president. He's championed the No Child Left Behind Act, but yeah, he hasn't funded it.
So everybody's speaking to the Latino community, but you at least are not too impressed with what everyone is saying.
We've crossed that bridge of that recognizing that this vote is important, recognizing we're now the nation's largest minority, that we're going to be a factor in American politics as well as in American life. But we're still not there yet on people truly understanding what the issues are for our community and really being able to address them in a way we would want.
Remind me what the split was in Latino voters in the 2000 presidential election.
About 65-66% voted for Al Gore and about 35% percent thereabouts voted for George Bush.
Which means it's a clearly Democratic constituency, or it was, but very much more in play than, say, the black vote.
Oh, absolutely. It's a pretty natural split in the community, about two-thirds, one-third, Democrat versus Republicans. However, the Republican candidate doesn't necessarily have to win 50% or more of the Latino vote to win a presidential election. They're looking at a number about 40%.
Because they're going to get so many white voters.
Exactly, right. Yeah. So but they do need that 40%.
When you look across the field of candidates, both Democrat and Republican, mm-hmm. Who has been particularly shrewd in the way that they have approached an issue or framed an issue that is of interest to Latino voters?
Well, shrewd, you have to start with President Bush. There was a strong streak of anti-immigrant sentiment in the Republican Party led by former Governor Pete Wilson of California that really wanted to go national. Bush said no, this wasn't going to happen in Texas. He was pro-immigrant. He was anti-efforts to punish immigrants at the state and local level and took it to a national level. And he really reached out. You know, the sophistication of the Republican Party's outreach to the Latino community in terms of communications, in terms of marketing, in terms of advertising is really second to none. What we have an issue with the president on is that his policies have not matched or have even contradicted his rhetoric.
Lisa Navarrete is a spokeswoman for the National Council of La Raza. Thanks very much.
No problem. Thank you for having me.